Yeah, sure. And you're touching on two keywords there, training and recovery. Mm. And even jumping ahead, there is actually a certain amount of prep you still can do in the last day, the last night. But obviously all of that is not nearly fitness prep. It's more the simple things like getting your gear together, not running around on the morning of the event with one runner in your hand.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Trying to keep relatively rested, maybe off your feet. Eating well, eating slowly and getting a good night's rest, and then going right back, because even though we have the big event tomorrow, as you said, it can be people preparing for events right across the board. And generally it is, it's the kind of cliche as such, but it is having a bit of a plan.
Yeah.
And key is consistency. When it comes to fitness, consistency is key.
Okay, you mentioned gear there. Now, I'm sure you can wear, obviously, loose and type of fitness clothes and all that, and that's grand. But runners, you can't go on wearing your normal shoes doing a run, really, or else you could end up with very sore feet for a while.
Yeah,
is there
yeah.
any, not specific brands or anything, but should people, when they're looking at footwear for running in events or just a small 5Ks in the park or whatever, is there a special things that they should be looking out for when they're getting footwear? Even
there is a few specifics, and again, like the old reliables, comfort. Generally when it comes to running, even over walking, you need a little bit of movement in a running shoe, especially like when your feet tend to swell a little bit as you run, as you exercise. Going down hills, the feet will move a bit. So generally, it can be good advice to go a half size above your, say, shoe size.
Right.
But you'd be surprised, even though like cyclists often go, they have a lot of technical stuff to check before they go on a cycle. And there's not, you might think on the surface there's not much technical about a pair of running shoes, but I've seen at the start of events someone tying their laces and the next minute the lace snapping because it's just been worn away, and that can be part of your gear check, for instance, on the night before. Even things like, I've seen people with a tack up through the middle of the shoe, and that coming back to haunt them, or a stone.
Yeah.
Simple things like that you can actually check basic on the basics on a pair of runners. And then more specifically what you're saying, looking out for, definitely comfort. Some people then, like the specialist shops, will advise you with regards to maybe how your foot strike, as they call it, how your foot lands, might determine what shoe suits you best. But believe it or not, how you tie your laces can be a factor.
Right.
Like most people tie the laces from the very top, pull them tight as if it's a matter of life and death that these have got to stay on. And often, again, when your foot hits the ground, it spreads.
Okay.
And that actually can determine the way you tie the laces.
Right.
Can't quite demonstrate on air, but there is a few little ways that you can even just be more mindful of. Never tightening shoelaces too tight, because within that first 5 or 10 minutes of a run, your feet will actually begin to move in the shoe and they need a little bit of movement.
Okay, that's interesting. That makes a lot of sense now, actually.
Yeah.
It does a bit of running,
I've seen injuries because as a result of shoelaces being just too tight.
Okay.
You know, and it's good to actually almost begin putting on your shoes and begin tying your laces from the very end of the lace, just kind of working your way up and keeping it relatively, as well as being snug, but almost that bit loose.
Yeah.
Can be a good tactic. And then you can kind of, you'll figure out as you go then. It's a little bit of trial and error.
Yeah. Okay, warm-ups before an event like the Solus Run tomorrow. Everyone has their own little thing, but what kind of muscles should you be working on, or what kind of exercises should you maybe think about doing?
Yeah, it's a good question, and actually it's something we're covering with our own running group. That whole idea of what is a warm-up in the first place, and really it's sort of defined nearly as a way of physically and mentally getting prepared. So the kind of the physical end of it is really getting the blood flowing, getting the core temperature up, and then the kind of mental side is actually just really warming up to the idea of I have this ahead of me. Specific muscles then, obviously with running, it is going to be honest, running is pretty much head to toe. You know, a lot of running is upper body as well, as obviously the legs have to follow. But again, it's sort of, there's not a generic do this for the warm up and you'll be fine. You know, some people may be going for certain times, or speed will have to do a more specific warm up, and others can actually use the first mile or two of a run as their warm up.
Yeah.
Without doing anything specific. You know, sometimes people get into the habit of go, oh God, I have to stretch beforehand. But often muscles work better when they are already kind of warmed up, already have that bit of temperature up, blood flow going. So sometimes you can actually use the first mile or two as your warm up within the actual event.
Yeah.
You know, depending on your goals, depending on your pace.
Yeah. Okay, we've covered the warm up. Then you have the race itself. And then what a lot of people, myself included, forget to do a lot is the warm down.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah, and as you said, it's often neglected.
Yeah.
Specific to running, actually, what we've been trying of late is just a really kind of almost passive warm down, and which in the case of running is actually just walking.
Yeah.
So rather than just, you know, either a training run, rather than just finishing at your front door and checking the time and how much you did and leaving it at that, or, you know, finishing your training run and you're straight into the car and home, actually finishing, but then taking at least 3 minutes, three, four, even 5 minutes of just very relaxed walking. So whether it's you've been doing a few laps at the park, one lap walking or a half lap, or, you know, that last half a mile back to your front door. And it's a really good chance just to kind of open up the lungs as well, because it's there's still benefits to be got even after training. And often what can happen is the instinct is to start almost pulling and dragging at stretches.
Yeah.
And sometimes with specific to running, it's actually there's great benefits to be got from that 3 to 4 minute very relaxed walk, very slow, kind of a head to toe what we call minimum tension. Shoulders are relaxed, arms are relaxed, and a couple of deep breaths in and out as you go. And that can help really restore the muscles.
Finally, Seamus, just about the event itself. It's obviously a very important event. There's going to be a lot of people there, though.
Sure. And again, like, it's so much about people.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real people event, right? To the committee members and the organisers, like, I'm every year blown away by the time and energy they put into it over in the Solace Centre, the likes of Anne-Marie and Tracy and Kim, Brian Creedon, all these people, and then the people who actually are going to do the event for so many different reasons, and often very, you know, very emotional and personal reasons. And I think that's why it has such a you know, it means a lot.
Yeah.
It means a lot to people. And as a result, even people who come out and support it on the day, you know, that all ties in to that whole people event. And of course, then they have the whole Fun for Life, all the activities down on the in the park, which is again a whole team of volunteers, Claire and all her team, that look after that. So it kind of ties it into even just more than just a run or you know, just a what time did you do. It's you know, it's it's definitely more than the time of the clock is only a small part of it.
Well, Seamus, thanks very much for joining us on Sportsbeat Roundup.
Great. Thanks, Ciara.